In less than a month, the discontent that drove thousands of protesters to occupy Wall Street has spread from New York to California, where the proliferating number of occupations will add actions in Sonoma and Santa Rosa on the coming weekend. The first will happen Friday evening at 5 in the Sonoma Town Plaza, followed by a larger gathering at Santa Rosa City Hall beginning at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Ben Boyce is helping to organize and promote the events with MoveOn.org.
When people see their friends and neighbors out in the public square standing up for economic and social justice, it gives people the idea that there is an alternative. So having it in as many places as possible really helps bring it home.
This Occupy Together movement is fueled by a mixture of concerns: job losses and unemployment, home foreclosures, budget cuts, and a failing social safety net. But it has a clear target for that collected anger: big bankers, corporate CEOs, and the rest of the ultra-rich 1% of the U.S. population who control 40% of the nation's wealth.
The same yacht club 1% no tax set has used their still intact fortunes to purchase the political power to turn on the very people who provided the bailout. They turned on the Obama administration. They've turned on the working class and the middle class who helped bail them out. And they want to get in politicians who will reduce their tax rates and dismantle whatever mild regulations were put in place.
The assembled multitudes across the country are a cultural, not political force, Boyce observes. But with their perseverance and growing numbers, they are forcing a change in the nation's political dialogue.
What we hope to do is change the discourse. We change the topic of discussion. And it's already happening. We spent a year and a half talking about deficit reduction. Already now, people are looking very closely at the issue of tax fairness. They're looking at the grotesque inequities that are being created by the Wall Street financial speculators. Those things are on the table now.
The challenge for progressive activists now, Boyce says, is to translate that into policy changes. He has identified six to pursue.
First, we want to see a moratorium on foreclosures. That would do a lot to arrest this downward spiral and give people some sense of stability. The second thing that we need to see is tax fairness. We need an end to the Bush-era tax cuts for the rich, which are depleting the Treasury, which in turn has led to this enormous erosion of public sector jobs for teachers, nurses, firefighters, and cops. And we need a financial transaction tax.
Additionally, Boyce calls for a national jobs program, including the restoration of public sector jobs that have been lost to budget cuts. Prosecution for financial malfeasance is on his list, too. And if the objects of such a move are not yet worried by recent events, he suggests they ought to be.
If you have a lot of educated young people who have very few prospects in life and a lot of time on their hands and communications tools, you're buying trouble.
Additional occupations are being held or organized in Napa and Petaluma, as well as Arcata, Eureka, Redding, Sacramento, Oakland, San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and numerous cities elsewhere in California. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.